Damian Speaker, please recognize Representative McCullough for Senate Bill 1115.
Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 1115 by Sykes of the Senate, McCullough of the House, an act relating to courts.
Representative McCullough, you're recognized to explain your report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The substantive portion of the bill reads, in total, local rules and administrative orders of a district court shall not conflict with any statute of the state or any rules of a superior court. Local rules shall be in writing and published on the Oklahoma Supreme Court Network to be valid and enforceable. Passed the House 96-0. I don't know why it went to conference. Move adoption.
Questions on the report? Seeing none, Representative McCullough moves adoption of the CCR to Senate Bill 1115. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the report say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. 4-3 to the bill.
Senate Bill 1115 by Sykes of the Senate, McCullough of the House, an act relating to court.
Representative McCullough moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question for the House is shall the bill pass? Clerk, clock, the machine, sir, sounds roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of Senate Bill 1115. Representative Fott votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Swartz votes aye. Representative Reniger votes aye. Representative Brannon votes aye. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Ortega votes aye. Representative Christian votes aye. Representative Thompson Mike votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Roan votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives Miller, Fields, Morgan, and Smithson, do you care to vote? Representative Inns. Representative Fields votes aye. Representative Inns votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Miller, Representative Morgan. Declare the vote.
96 ayes, 0 nays.
Having received a majority vote, let's elect to in constitution the House declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Forlater.